Sicko be making a
jam session episode 14. This is DJ Anthony, aka Boy Young Cinco. We got James Laster in the building.
Hey.
And Big Tex in the building.
Y'all ready?
How y'all doing tonight? I hope everybody's having a good week. Tired of shit. Trying busy, to leave the baggage man. At the door.
Extra busy.
Just trying to leave at the door, you know.
I feel like extra busy as April continues. But hey, the closer we get to being done, hopefully my grades look better.
Good luck.
You better do something about that.
It's only two grades I'm really worried about. And even then, I'm not even in like too bad of a shape, so I should be fine.
Oh, I know how I can make
James
this
James is failing homeroom in college.
I oh, don't man. Know how to make this souffle. Help me. Help me, please. I feel like if we're going to have a home rec final, it'll probably be like us making a souffle and trying to keep the kitchen clean at the same time.
What's home rec?
You know, like just stuff that they teach you about like home living or how to do like basic stuff that your parents should either teach you or you should learn from your guardian. But since we all don't have the same living conditions, we probably don't really learn all the same shit, which honestly would be super helpful for people like to learn how to cook properly and probably how to treat themselves. Like probably correctly
because I almost thought you said broccoli.
Broccoli?
How to cook broccoli? You know.
Hey, motherfuckers don't know how to cook broccoli, so honestly, it might help them too.
How to steam broccoli?
There are motherfuckers who don't know how to steam broccoli.
Yo, if you can't steam broccoli, I got no hope for you.
At least pasta, like you just put it in the water and then wait.
Throw that bitch in the water.
I get so anxious when I cook though, because I feel like everything has to be perfectly timed. But
you put that shit on.
I guess not.
It doesn't. It just...
Like, when there's a recipe, I'm always, like, following it to a T. I'm like, trying to pour a little stuff in.
That's cute.
Like, lightly, slightly pouring it, and then, like, setting the timers and stuff.
I wanted you to set a timer, that. Too?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't do that.
I gotta get on that pro level where I'm just like, hey, and just, like, sprinkle my fingers.
Yeah, I definitely have to thank my dad for my cooking, because my mom can't cook.
Goddamn.
But yeah, like, my dad, I definitely get the internal clock for my dad, so.
I don't know. I still gotta learn how to cook properly. So it's like, I know how to cook some things, but when I live by myself, I'm probably gonna have to learn how to cook full meals for myself.
Oh, it's just gonna be eating chicken and rice.
Chicken and rice. Twice. Probably oven-made chicken nuggets. Probably a whole lot of bananas and shit.
Whole
you
lot
know how to make homemade chicken nuggets?
I do not know how to make homemade chicken nuggets.
Oh, let's do it. You have like a deep fryer?
Yeah, I got a pan.
A pan?
Yeah.
I meant like you can deep fry stuff in a pan? Yeah. You gotta dunk it in the liquid.
Yeah, in the oil. Yeah, that's how I made fried shrimp the other day.
Hey, look at that.
Was that last week? I made bang bang shrimp last week. Wow. Fucking amazing.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, and I do everything from scratch. So like I literally like buy the shrimp with the tails on them where they're still like blue. And like de-vein them and all, and clean them and all that shit. Yeah,
I get busy.
You just hear Action Bronson being playing in the background while you're cooking shit.
Not even. If you ever see mashed potatoes in our house, we actually did the mashed potatoes by scratch.
Nice.
Yeah. So there have been many times I've had to sit there and fucking peel the skins off, and then chop them up, then boil them, then put them in a bowl, then mash them shits up. Salt, butter, some garlic. Yeah, man.
Sometimes. Me and James are over here like, yeah, I do make a lot of microwave meals.
Yeah, I'm about to say niggas be like, yeah, ramen.
Bro, I don't ever make microwave meals. I just either eat or I starve. Like,
bro, I get what? I get busy with Top Ramen, though.
Mm.
Yes.
The whole sodium bombs.
I'll buy, like, the green onions. I'll fry egg. Put the ooh. Egg on top. Yeah, I get busy. I love me some fucking ramen, though.
I mean, if you just get the packet without the cup and stuff, like, that's not bad for you, is it?
No, I don't, I mean, you guys will have, like, a stove. Yeah. But I buy mine, like, that's in, like, the wrapper.
And yeah, you just boil it.
Yeah, and I go in from there.
Is it plain or is it flavored?
No, I mean, you don't have to put the flavor in.
Oh, it comes in the packet?
Yeah. So, the little packet, like, it's not like you dump it all in and the flavor just...
Yeah.
Nah, the flavor's, like, in, like, a little, like, looks like aluminum foil packet or something like that.
Yeah, see, the ones that we make with the cups, I mean, I don't know if you make them, but, like, I have like a 12 pack right there. It was like $2. Those ones like have it already set. So you're basically just getting like, it's like Beats by Dre, what the chef intended.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm just gonna be real with you. I just go in my room and I just eat out a jar of pink and butter.
That's awesome. I used to eat out of jar of Nutella every night before sleep last year.
Wow. I mean, all right, we started the podcast. Definitely want to start the podcast. We're saying rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle.
R.I.P.
Definitely did not deserve to go out like that. The black community needs to do better, as always.
Yeah, and it's just kind of fucking wild because, like, granted, I was never, like, a honest God, like, diehard Nipsey fan. I was just kind of respecting him from afar. And, like, I listened to a recent album when it first came out. I wasn't super like, oh, man, I fucking love this album. I was just like, okay, well, that was cool. And I just put it in the background. But it's like, the more you look into, like, all the things he did for his community and shit, it's absolutely fucking wild.
Absolutely. Because I'm also not a Nipsey fan like that. I did listen to Victory Lap. And, I mean, I just couldn't get into Nipsey Hussle. But as a person, I was a fan. And that for shit sure. is, that shit is just unfortunate. I don't even have words for it. That shit is just fucking stupid.
Even though he went out for some dumb shit, like, it's not, doesn't make any fucking sense.
It's crazy. I totally feel you on that, though. Like, I was literally that day watching a video about him. Like, this guy made a compilation of, like, Nipsey Hussle's top 10 business tips. Because he was, like, what you and I talk about all the time. Like,
yeah, like, he was all about,
like, investments.
Yeah,
like,
entrepreneur. And, he's talking about financial literacy and all that stuff. You know, like, I know him and Killer Mike both are in real estate. And they're talking, like, Killer Mike owns, like, City Blocks and shit now.
No,
like,
way. That's sweet.
He owns, like, almost, like, the entire block. He said he owns, like a third of a block, which is pretty much the entire block.
In what
block.
City?
Atlanta. Where's Killer Mike? Is he in Atlanta?
Yeah.
And then it's a block in Atlanta.
That's so dope.
Which is fucking expensive as shit.
But the whole thing is it's an investment, so you're flipping your money. And that's what the white people do. They look into the hood, and you have these houses that are fucking run down and... You know, the house could cost like $100,000. You'll have somebody go in, be like, hey, I'll buy this for $70,000. They renovate the whole thing and they rent it out or they sell it for like $200,000. And like white people have been doing that shit forever. We just happen to started now taking ownership of our community.
Something that I found fascinating about Nipsey Hussle is that like, even early on in his career, he kind of showed, like, ambitions of, like, trying to buy up land and all this other stuff and even improve his community. Buying up a shop so he could put, like, a fashion store. Then starting STEM programs in near, like, Crenshaw. And then eventually he, like, bought out, like, a small, like, level of a building so he can add more to it.
Hey, man. What was this? Maybe episode 3 or 4? And I literally said, success... And hood niggas should not, they just don't mix. I literally said that it may be like 10 episodes ago. That when you're successful, when you're from the hood and you're successful, it's really hard to go back to the hood and still be a better person for the people in your hood. But like hood dudes just do hood shit. And a lot, instead of jumping on the bandwagon and being down for it, you gotta tear that person down. Or you shoot this person 6 times for like literally nothing.
Yeah, and then at the vigil, there was more violence and there was
the police. Stampede. The police did it.
Really?
Yeah, they were trying to say it was more gang related stuff, but then there's a bunch of posts of people who were there and they said that there was a scuffle, but it was the police. It was the LAPD started it. And then the people who were shooting was the police.
What?
Yep. It was nobody there in support of Nipsey Hussle. Who was shooting? It was the LAPD.
That's crazy. Sorry. I believe it. Like, I'm not even going to question that.
The LAPD is... I mean, but I don't want to say... Not all cops are bad, but, like, it's weird how stuff like this happens, and then they try to turn it and make it seem like, oh, it's gang-related. It's gang-related. I don't really feel that way at all.
I agree. It's like I mean, the police are their own gang in a way. They run everything, and they you know,
I mean, you got the badge on. I mean, you basically, whatever's on the paperwork is what happened.
Yep, exactly. They get to write their own version of history, and even cameras sometimes can't fix that.
My whole thing is, if you have a body cam, when you turn it off, you should automatically be guilty.
Oh,
because
for sure.
If you're doing the right thing, why would you turn your body cam off?
Automatic guilt.
You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, we're about to be in some real shit. Beep. Hit the button. You know what I'm saying? Like, automatically. But the whole thing is, the court system, works with the police, that works with the prosecutor. And if you have a public defendant, you know who the public defendant works for?
The police.
He works for the court system. He works for the city. Who works for... Who,
yeah, like, that should at least be some kind of punishment, like, in a case where it's, like, police are held to this higher standard.
They
of,
run
like,
the system.
They should be required to provide that evidence.
They run the racket. There's, like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. It's you know like, what I'm saying? Like, it should, though. Like, crazy. What was your guys' favorite Nipsey Hussle song or feature?
Honestly, like, I don't think I have a favorite song with him. It's just, like, I just kind of... enjoyed how a lot of rappers I knew kind of just respected him. Like, Freddie Gibbs respected him a lot. Like, because he's also trying to be an entrepreneurship. And, like, it seems that a lot of Nipsey Hussle lessons were taken from, like, Jay-Z and Diddy. And in turn, Jay-Z, like, respected the fuck out of Nipsey. Diddy respected the fuck out of Nipsey. And I don't know. I think it's more than just a music thing. I think it's more so, like, just him as a person just being like, cool as fuck.
He was about black empowerment. Like, he was slowly but surely becoming, like, a black leader. Mm-hmm. Because, like, granted, yes, Jay-Z is worth almost $1 billion. Diddy's worth almost $1 billion. You're not going to see Jay-Z going back to the Marcy Projects to hang out. You're not going to see Diddy go back to Harlem to kick it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not going to be in those type of areas and those types of spots. But Nipsey was still very involved in his hood.
You know he's still saying? Slapping motherfuckers on the cam.
I do not think... I don't believe that. I know people were talking about that. Like, they were saying something about him and his crew jump somebody. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I wasn't
never,
talking about that.
Okay, but I would never buy... Like, but they were saying that this was retaliation for whatever, and I was like, come on, man. You're a millionaire entrepreneur. Really, you're going around jumping people? That shit doesn't even sound right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think it's true.
I think it's made up.
Mostly because the dude who like shot him is like a known like fucking like just like a bitch. He's just a known bitch.
I mean, I don't know about that, but the dude was part of his crew. The dude who suspected of killing him was a
Crip.
There was another Crip in his set.
Wow.
So they even have like pictures of people in a group, and you see Nipsey, and then they have like pictures of like this guy's circle. Like, look how close this guy was to Nipsey.
Look at fucking crazy. Judas. Look at him.
But this is what I feel like. I feel like this dude, and maybe this is just the conspiracy theory in me, I feel like this dude didn't actually hate or feel some type of way about Nipsey. I feel like this dude was gonna get locked up on some wild man shit. And I feel like the system was like, look, if you do this for us, we'll take care of your family.
That's how the mob works, so I mean...
I'm just saying, like, that's literally how I feel. And it's... I mean, nobody could be like, oh, it's crazy for you to think that way. I'm like, look, man, every time some type of black empowerment or some black shit, as soon as we start doing our thing, something miraculous happens. And that person goes away.
The black or the messiah group of people, complex.
Yeah, or those people go away. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
Like how you didn't know that Central Park was Black Wall Street.
Yeah.
And now rich, it's Trump, rich, rich
Trump black, land.
But no, but it was rich black folks. White folks got mad and destroyed it. The Tulsa, Oklahoma bombings. Black people making money. The police and the army go in and start bombing them and shooting them. Malcolm X is killed. Nobody knows nothing. Dr. King is killed. Nobody knows nothing. Was it even the documentary that Nipsey was going to do on Dr. Sebi?
Yeah.
Like, he comes out and says he knows how to cure cancer. Pat, he dies randomly.
Okay, I have something to say about that, though, because that one was kind of, like, sketch. Because, like, the dude's whole findings gonna go against all the nutritional values and things like that, where it's just like, if you eat clean, you can stop cancer from showing up.
Well, look at what happened.
This chick in my speech class tried to say that. She was like, she gave this whole speech, and the whole thing was supposed to be informational, and she kept leading up to it, and then it just ended. She was like, it could be possible. Like, he cured himself of cancer. She was talking for 5 minutes, and then at the end she was like,
but they had
he can too, and she never explained it. Well, she just said he ate healthy.
Like left eye. She when she was going through her depression, she went and stayed with him, got all cleaned up, and she was talking about him. She dies, It's just really weird.
It really is it's fucking weird.
How all the stuff is like pieced together. It's really awkward.
Yeah, because usually I don't really give a time of day to like a lot of these like shamans and shit who go like, yo, if you eat fruit and veggies and shit, you'll be totally fine. Because that's cool to a natural extent with carcinogens found in food and shit. But the nature of reality is the fact that like carcinogens can be prevented, but cancer cells are naturally found in everyone's body since they're just cells that replicate at a rate that's too fast for the body to handle. And sometimes they're activated for a variety of reasons, be it health issues or just because it's your luck.
Is that because that's what you know or that that's what you were taught?
Kind of just like what I was taught, especially after learning about HeLa cells in like high school.
But I'm saying, so that you were taught that. Yeah. So you don't know anything different.
That's the crazy thing about that question.
I'm not trying to play you. I'm just saying, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like I hear that kind of argument a lot, and like I have to really have to ask myself, like, okay, well, if that's the case, and a lot of times, and what do we actually know, and like, how do you know that your vegetables or smoothies and stuff like that actually worked on the body? It's just like I don't like giving credibility to things like this because this is an easy way for people to get duped and shit.
What do you mean duped? What do you mean?
Because we all know like the woke do or the older woke people who like know shit about something, and when you start listening to it like really close and paying attention to it, and you have some type of like idea of like how to form a independent thought out of an argument, you kind of look at it and you're like, wait, what the fuck? That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Not even. I'm actually nervous because even like they're about to do the movie about Fred Hampton, and it's like Michael B. Jordan and my man from, remember, we were just talking about this, I always forget his name. He's the one from Get Out who's like, oh, glad to make your acquaintance.
Oh.
Him.
Lake Stanfield?
Is that, I don't know his name.
Is he the skinny dude, black guy? Yeah.
Glad to make your acquaintance.
Yeah, but it's him and Michael B. Jordan are supposed to be making a movie about Fred Hampton. And yo, I immediately went, yo, they gonna kill these motherfuckers.
What?
Yeah. Like, and the fact that I think that way is not okay.
Yeah.
That they would make, like, they've, Danny Glover has been trying to make a movie about the Haitian Revolution, about how the Haitians took over their land and pushed the French out. No production company would take it. No motion picture company would take it. That movie's wild. Just been sitting.
That's kind of weird because that sounds like Oscar bait right there.
Black people. You want to see black people taking over their own land?
They should take it indie at least because, like, I mean, the whole movie industry is owned by like three companies, kind of like...
pretty much like Disney.
Yeah.
Like Disney would be
Disney,
one of them.
Universal. What's the one with the kid on the moon? DreamWorks. That might actually be under something. I know.
No, DreamWorks is under Disney too. Pixar. Really? Yeah. Disney owns like Touchstone is Disney.
Disney recently bought out some things from Fox.
Yeah, they did. There's a big merger.
No, it wasn't a merger. They bought more. They bought the rights to.
Like, no, there was a merger.
There's not a merger.
We've been talking about it in class.
It's not a merger. They bought them out.
Well, they're merging with Disney. It's one. It's not all Fox or all of Disney, but their departments are mixing.
I guess. I know that. Thank God Fox has given away X-Men.
What, you don't want to see the Dark Phoenix saga again?
Absolutely. Again?
Yeah, they're doing it again.
Oh, yeah. Both times was bad. I think this one's going to be even worse than the first one.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm not gonna fucking lie.
And I hate when people are like, Logan was such a good movie. Logan was not a good movie.
What?
Logan was good because every other X-Men movie has been dog shit.
Logan was good because it's just a modern cowboy.
What was your favorite part?
Let's see. Probably the end when he dies.
The end when he died? What the fuck? When he was running through the woods?
No, not when he run through the woods. It's just like when he's like on his like deathbed.
Whack.
Whack. How's that whack?
Whack.
How's that whack?
Whack.
How's that whack?
All right. Who was the villain?
Okay, the villain was just a corporation.
Exactly. Wow. You don't even know who the villain is. That's how bad the movie was.
Okay, it's not a fucking bad movie. It wasn't focused.
It was Basuda. That shit was terrible.
Do you remember the villain from every movie you watched?
Yes.
Really?
Pretty much, yeah.
Who's really? The villain in this podcast?
Definitely me.
But that's not fair because both of us can't be the hero at the same time.
It doesn't mean it's just a hero.
You could be an anti-villain.
Yeah, you could be like the guy. You could be like the clerk at the store. I could be like
the clerk.
I could be the limousine driver.
The fuck kind of characters are we?
Anyway, before we got off topic,
I wanted to say this, like, related to the companies and, like, the movie companies not taking certain stuff. The labels censored parts of the Fuck Donald Trump song that Nipsey Hussle was on. Because I was going to say, that's my favorite Nipsey Hussle track, is the collab with YG, Fuck Donald Trump. Like, when that song came out, dude, I remember it very vividly. It was Easter / spring break back in high school when I was, like, a junior or senior. And it was just, I bumped that all the time. I was like, fuck this guy.
But the whole thing is, how are you going to censor it? That's impeding on my First Amendment right as freedom of speech.
It's fucked up. But you know what the whole thing was? They got a letter from, the label got a letter from the FBI saying, you have to censor this and when you release it on the album and you have to take it down from SoundCloud. And so, like, they did it. So they, all the parts where he's like, when me and Nip link, that's Bloods and Crips, like, they took that line out. They said, like, when he tells the president somebody's gonna probably assassinate him, they block that part out. And there's just all, they don't even, like, change the lyrics, which I think is cool. They just literally put, like, static over it, because you can still find the original version on YouTube. But it's just crazy that, like, look,
freedom of speech is great when the people who want to hear it say it's okay for you to listen to it. And if they don't want to hear it, they can be like, oh no, you can't say that.
Yeah. I'm like, what is the fucking issue? I feel like the label should have just been like, fuck you guys, take us to court then.
FBI run them niggas down. The FBI would run their asses down immediately.
I think it's messed up that they would, though. I mean, if somebody wants to tell Donald Trump, like, if you keep acting like this, someone's going to fuck you up. Why is that such a big deal? It's great music. And Nipsey Hussle's verses are hard on that.
To be honest, if I was in their shoes, I would just make another song called Ronald Reagan is the Devil. And I'd just make a whole fucking album.
Oh, Ronald Reagan? You mean the biggest drug dealer in the 80s?
Yeah, I'm talking about Ronald Reagan, the man who started race war on, like, just straight up.
I think he's the dude who said say no to drugs, or his wife.
His wife said that statement, but overall, the whole war against drugs was, like, just structured against racial communities.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was just, what, be was, like, what yo, you get like, about, like, biggest drug
no,
dealing?
He's the one who came up with the crack laws. Like, if you had, like, a gram, you could get, like, 2 or 3 years in jail.
But cocaine, like, the rich people drug. Oh, yeah, you can have a pound. It's the same thing as one little bit.
Nobody cared about crack being in the black community until that shit showed up on Beverly Hills and all the white folks started getting hooked on that crack. Then it was a fucking epidemic.
There's a reason why marijuana is, like, punished the most.
I hope marijuana gets passed.
I can't believe they didn't do it in Jersey. I thought it was, like, guaranteed.
Look, it's not going to get passed until the politicians figure out a way to get paid. Once the politicians figure out a way to get paid, it's going to get passed.
They'll wiggle their fingers and it'll all be okay.
Look, think about it. It has gradually progressed without being legal. It's going to progressively progress up until everybody who wants a piece gets their piece. And then it'll pass.
Wow, everybody will be set in place. Mm-hmm.
This is just a conspiracy theory podcast, isn't it?
We should buy land out in, like, I don't even know where, Utah, and then just get ready when it's legal in Utah. Then we'll have a bunch of land.
Cigarette companies already doing it. Tobacco companies already started buying up land.
I'm not going to buy camel weed, though. Like, who's going to buy, like, menthol?
Why would it be camel weed? They could call it whatever they want. Man, you wouldn't even know brand. It was camel brand.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You wouldn't even know the difference.
I don't know. What's the closer way up to the fucking camel, but it's not a camel?
Donkey.
Donkey weed? Like, cactus. Just ass weed? Just tastes like shit.
Ew. Oh, God.
I'm not sure where we're going with this one. Booty weed.
Booty weed.
Come get your best weed products here.
And, like, you just taste that shit. You're like, what the fuck is this?
I just like, James, you first.
Nah, unfortunately, I don't smoke. Unfortunately.
Me neither. Well, here we are talking about...
Askers. We don't. Look, I mean, askers.
I'm chilling. I'm invested, so I'm cool.
Yeah. The weed investing is a little bit different than...
First of all, if you deal drugs and you're not investing in weed, you are all fucked up in the game.
Your favorite rapper does it. Why don't you do it?
I don't even know if your favorite rapper... I don't even know.
Freddie Gibbs does it. Snoop Dogg did it.
Not even Snoop Dogg. A bunch of these guys have gotten together to try to buy High Times. Because they know what's going to happen.
Wiz Khalifa us in the fucking just dirt of that shit. He's just trying his best again.
I mean, Wiz has had his strain for like 6 years.
Snoop's got his own strain, like...
I hear about Wiz the most, though. KK was really big. But now Runce is getting big with that guy, Young LB.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
That's just weird.
He opened for
Young Playboy Little Bruh.
I feel like we talked about this last week. I'm getting deja vu. Like, he's a guy who opened for Playboi Carti, and he came into the Waffle House after. And we
got you were talking about, yeah, you did talk about
it. It was cool. It was really cool. But, dude, I mean, I've been seeing the brand, like, blowing up in the past few months with all these rappers using it and stuff.
Yeah, man, it's going to happen. That's why I want to get it now and buy up as much as possible and then sit back and relax.
Some people say that weed stocks are a bubble, kind of like the .com thing.
Oh, and look what happened to .com.
A lot of them dropped out of the market.
Dropouts. Hey,
for me, it's like when you have like major companies and corporations getting invested in it and they're not backing out, then I'm like, all right, we're going somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know where we're going, but we're going somewhere, and I'll take the ride.
I feel like at least the ETF is okay because it's evaluating the whole marijuana market, you know? Like,
yeah, I mean...
You can be more secure in that, like, the market as a whole will move around rather than, like, one particular company.
Yeah, I mean, it's a growing market. Like tech companies rise and fall all the time.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying? So it's one
Lyft
of those.
Is up there. I feel like Lyft is kind of a tech company in a way. You know,
no, they're centered around an app. I don't see it. I'm sorry if you're listening to this and you're into stocks. I do not see Lyft going anywhere with an open IPO.
I'm not saying they're going somewhere. I'm just saying they're a tech company.
Because we spoke on this. I don't know where Lyft is going. Like, Lyft kind of got big because of ride sharing, but then like, where do you go from here?
Yeah, yeah. I sold my shares of Fitbit. I was like, I made a quarter. Worthwhile investment. All I had to do was push a button.
Yeah, Kat asking me about the Apple Watch. That shit is $400.
Woo!
Yeah, nah.
Hell to the no.
$400 for a watch.
Is that... Don't they have, like, different tiers, though, and different sizes? Like, sport?
The one she want is $400. So, I gotta figure this shit out. You know what I'm saying?
You better figure it out.
Not even, because my biggest thing is, like, all right, if you cop it, what if that shit break? That's $400 down the drain.
Hey, I mean, if you get that new Apple credit card with it, I guess then you get
absolutely not.
Oh, you know what credit card has a 2-year warranty? I think it's like Citibank has like 2% on everything, and also electronic purchases get a free 2-year warranty like through them if you buy it with their credit card. Like,
I don't know. I don't use a credit card, so.
I've been thinking about getting one so I can build my credit.
Yeah, but then you got to pay the interest.
Unless you pay it at the end of the month. And then just...
In case you're really interested on the business section of
the podcast. I don't even care about credit. Fuck it.
Just email us.
Jesus Christ.
If we have an email set up. I think. We're going to get an email set up soon. And you can email us if you like these business sections of our podcast. Which is a supposedly music podcast. I think.
We're just jamming, bro.
We are. Like, I don't think we're... Should we still consider ourselves like a mainly music podcast anymore?
Absolutely. The basis of our podcast is definitely music. You know what it is? Yeah, because we went from Nipsey, then I don't know, somehow we ended up going into weed stocks, and then we started going stocks. So,
yeah. I don't know. We got to talk about the show last Friday, though.
Yo, Rappers Round was fire.
It was fire.
If you was not at the Rappers Round, you'd have fucked up. But you know what? We got something better for you because we got the next show coming up.
April 26th, baby.
April 20 motherfucking 6th.
We're working on booking the artist. It's all almost closed. Tickets will be available this weekend, though. So when you're hearing this right now, hit one of us up. You know, I always put the socials in the description. No one ever reaches out. So reach out already. I know we have like 20-something subscribers. So like, I know that you guys can hear us. And by 20, I mean 20 million. So, like, I'm just waiting for Sony to interact.
Yeah, somebody in England, like, how the fuck am I getting a ticket for this?
Like, someone's going to DM me and go, like, yo, nigga, your voice sucks on the podcast, and that's going to be it.
Yo, you should say, thank you, eat a dick, have a good day.
I'm like, fuck.
Guys, I got my first hate mail.
Yay.
He told me to eat a dick. It's great.
That's how you know you made it, when you get your first hate mail.
Guys. You I got my first hate mail.
You guys should end your podcast. You guys fucking suck. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Please leave a comment in the comment section below.
Just to collect the people just hating on your ass.
Hey, man. If they hate it, they're listening. So I dig it.
Word. That's true.
But anyway, we had Anthony. You know, Anthony performed.
Yeah, man.
She was live.
The freestyle was my favorite part. Did you see that little promo video I made for the next one?
Yeah.
I was like, can you feel it? And everybody's like, yeah. It's like, oh, man. That was an awesome moment.
James's like, uncle supplied the chicken.
Yeah, hey, shout out chicken to Boss Wings. Rocking. Oh, my gosh. The chicken was rocking. Really the
chicken
good.
Was on point.
Yeah, dude, it was great. I'm super, super, like, happy that he would come through with us, especially with that heater thing.
Oh, yeah.
We wouldn't have survived without that. It was, like, day of, and we were just like, so, how are we going to keep the wings warm?
Yo, where's your uncle's chicken spot at?
It's on Buchanan Street, let's see, 1606 West.
1606?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a bad.
Let me make sure I got the address correct. But honestly, I'll probably give you the address later on so you can put in the link so we can be sure to have it, like, completely correct because I don't have the address on me at the moment.
Gotcha. That's okay. But, like, yeah, we'll put it there, dude. I think we got to get a bunch of menus for next time and pass them out just to, like, promote the biz.
Sure.
And, like, and I definitely want to go out. Like, we should go get some food there soon and just, like, thank him for providing for us.
Yeah, I took you there once. Like, you saw him.
Yeah.
You saw my drunk uncle.
All the boys.
Everybody's
were there.
Got a drunk uncle. Every black person, man, fuck, they're not even black people. Everybody's got a drunk uncle, and he's always talking about, man, back in my day.
Actually, no, like, what was he saying to you? I'm trying to remember, like, he's like, yo, do you enjoy it? And like, I remember we first got there.
Do you enjoy it?
And I looked at him, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? Like, it's,
we didn't eat it yet. What are we supposed to enjoy? The ambiance?
The atmosphere, you know.
The atmosphere is popping there. It has the atmosphere, just like a classic chicken spot where you're just like, all right.
You walk in, there's a flat screen TV playing Judge Judy, you'd be fine. You know,
oh, God. Is that what they watch?
Nah, it's just beyond whatever. I remember, like, when I used to work there over the summer, like, when I wasn't getting, like, talked to by, like, customers or some shit, I'll be, like, just on, like, just looking at TV and, like, Judge Judy be playing out.
Yo, Judge Judy's the shit.
Judge Judy be wild.
Yo, she be spazzing on people.
She really does.
She'd be telling me, like, nah, I want this. And, like, I'd be like, God damn. Like,
give her what she wants.
No, who's it? Judge Mathis?
Judge Mathis be weird.
Nah, I like Judge Mathis, yo. Because, like, whenever, like, he knows somebody's high, he'd be like, oh, you was smoking that stuff, huh? He'd be calling him out.
Bro, I started watching Family Feud a couple weeks ago.
Oh, Lord.
Nothing is funnier than Steve Harvey. Oh,
his
my
reactions.
God. Yeah, he'll just stand there and look at the camera, and I just lose my mind. And it's cool how they do the celebrity ones, too, like when Kanye was on it. Like,
I didn't watch that shit.
I think that was in Kanye's, like, painkiller phase. Like, seemed like he was on some painkillers or something. He was kind of loopy, and it was. I was like, well, okay.
I mean, I don't even pray, but, you know, pray for that man for me, because,
you know, he goes to Sunday service.
True. Which was fire.
It's real fire.
Like, I mean, I need him to come out with that stuff. If he would do that again, I'd be happy.
I need to watch that. I saw, like, a preview on Instagram. Is there a full length somewhere?
No, there's no full length, but, like, him with the orchestra is crazy. And he was supposed to do a gospel album, and then they canceled it because, you know, he started going all whacked out and
anti-Christian. Like, he wasn't representing Christian values, let's just say.
I don't know, man. I tell you, he's never been right ever since his mom's passed. Like,
that's true.
So, I mean, my mom is still here, so I can't really sympathize with him. I can empathize with him. Like, I understand, like, there's pain in that, you know. But, I mean, I just pray that he gets through it. And, you know, he's got, like, his wife and kids. So, as a man, I want to see him do well.
Me too, man. Stop looking at Trump like he's your dad. When he said that, I was like...
Yo, that entire interview, even Donald Trump's looking at this nigga like, yo, what is going on right now?
Yeah, with those lips. With the lips. Looking at him with those lips.
Hey. Okay. This nigga Donald Trump.
Do we just need Jay-Z to keep constant watch of Kanye West?
I mean, Jay-Z can do what he wants because he owns the rights to his music. Pow!
Whoa.
So is that really who owns the rights to Kanye?
You could be mad, Kanye. I'm still making my money off of you, nigga.
How does Jay-Z own the rights to Kanye's music?
Rock Nation.
Are they above?
Kanye signed to Rock Nation?
Got good music? Are they above?
Good music is under Rock Nation.
Okay.
That's crazy. That means Sci-Hi and, like, Pusha T are signed.
How does Sci-Hi retired?
Nah, he still works with
Lil Uzi Vert retired, and then he just drops new music, and he's dropping an album. Like,
and Jay-Z
whoever actually retires.
Him.
No, I don't think anyone's ever going to retire from this rap. I mean, like, if you're a musician, you're just always going to make music, and then you're always going to want to make money, so you're always going to put it out.
The one whose retirability, who was somewhat believable, was, like, Andre 3000 for a hot second, but then he just kind of drops features.
But he does, like, random, super random features once in a blue moon.
Yeah, like, he'll hop on, like, unexpected
stuff. I was going to say, like, it'd be randomly like, oh, shit, Three Stacks is on this.
Yeah. He hopped on a James Blake song, and I was like, this is still bumps.
Dude, I never really listened to the whole James Blake thing. I need to get more into that.
Who's James Blake?
James Blake is a producer, singer, songwriter dude who does R&B, who helped produce for the Black Panther album, a lot of rappers, and overall, he's a pretty good musician.
You know who I used to really like, who, like, fizzled out randomly? Ryan Leslie. But you guys were, like, super young. Like, this was, I would say, 2008, 2009. Mm-hmm. But he would literally play, like, all the instruments to make his beats. And he was a singer. And he was type dope. And then something happened between him and the label. And then, like, he just, like, fizzled out of nowhere.
Goddamn.
But his stuff was dope. I actually like Ryan Leslie.
Well, what have we been listening to this week since we haven't, like, quite gone topic of that yet?
Good question. You start, I'm going to turn off the fan.
All right, bet. So, basically, I've been listening to a lot of Quale Chris. If y'all are not familiar with Quale Chris, he's a Detroit-based producer, rapper, overall, like, cool-ass motherfucker.
Is and that Quality Chris?
Quale.
Oh, Quale.
Like Q-U-E-L-L-E. He released a recent album called Guns.
Very original.
Sounds fun.
Very original.
Like, outside the whole, like, if you're not familiar with him, then you'll probably go like, oh, is this going to be typical, like, rap shit? When in reality, it's kind of, like, alternative hip-hop due to the fact that his production is, like, not choppy, but really interesting because it's very loose and simplistic while also having, like really interesting layers to it. One of my favorite songs off the album was called Guns, and another one was called You, Me, and Nobody Else, featuring his wife, Jean Grey. So, basically...
Shout out to marriage.
Shout out to marriage. It's amazing. If you're married to the right person, if you're then married to the right person, then what are you doing? And my other album that I've really been bumped to has been... probably the new single by JPEG Mafia called The Who, featuring IS, which is a pretty dope single. And then probably... what else... I haven't listened to any more albums of this week till Friday because Friday is like when Alasha is going to drop some more, or I'm probably going to go in the back catalog and like find some albums I need to listen to. That's what about cool. You guys?
I mean, I've been bumping this week. You heard me today listening to that DJ Spinna Marvin Gaye mix. I don't know how this ended up on like the top charts. Maybe I'm just uninformed about DJ Spinna. I apologize to the community if I am, but like, I'm definitely messing with this Marvin Gaye mix. It's got a few like rare tracks in there and kind of has it mixed together in just a really cool way. It's a good vibe. Did not listen to the new Logic album.
Supermarket?
Actually, you know what? I clicked on one or two of the tracks and it was all indie sounding. And I was like, fuck that. Goodbye.
I told you, man, like Logic has very much fizzled out really quick.
Well, the Supermarket album thing is supposed to be with his book, too. It's supposed to be a thing.
But he's gotten corny.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying he's not.
He went from like dope to like... yo, you corny as hell.
No, but he's always been corny, though. No, it's just like...
I mean, the Young Sinatra days were kind of cool.
The first album, I was like, yo, this shit is fire.
Oh, yeah.
And then the second album, I'm like, all right, I'm still rocking. And then I'm just like, yo, my nigga, you just a cornball at this point.
Nah, it's like, someone, like, I was reading reviews of it, and Anthony Fantano probably said it best, where, like, his corniness at first didn't really show up that much because he was just borrowing from, like, older artists and people he respected, and his, like, inspiration kind of showed on his sleeve a little bit. But as his albums kept coming out, you kind of realized that he wasn't entirely, like, truly original. And granted, I never haven't listened to Supermarket yet. I still need to, but I haven't heard great things about it.
You don't need to. You listen to Pink Sweats, though?
Pink Sweats?
Yeah, Pink Sweats with a dollar sign. He just released his second EP. Well, I don't know it's if
like,
it's...
wait, time out. Is that grown-ass man calling himself Pink Sweats?
I guess so. He looks young. He's probably like 26.
Oh, no.
But yeah, he released Volume 2 EP. It's pretty cool. It's very short, but it's a good R&B vibe. Like, if you're into the kind of like old school R&B soul sort of vibe. Like, it's good. Josh, you literally like that kind of music.
I do, but I would not listen to a grown man who calls himself Pink Sweats with a money sign.
Well, you're lost. You listen to that Birdman and Juvenile, Just Another Gangsta.
Let's move on. Good.
Pass.
I'm good.
And the new Saweetie is pretty cool. Sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong.
Sweetie?
The double Quavo feature was not necessary, but okay.
You know, it's you there. Just need more clout. You know, you need a whole lot of clout. That and her freestyle she did wasn't that great. And can she got roasted.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I don't know. I was just talking about how she got roasted and dragged for her freestyle she did all over Twitter. And people were like, where's Megan Thee Stallion at? We need her. Where's she at?
Dang. Dude, I was watching this inspirational Tay Keith video. You know Speedy Mormon from Complex?
I think so.
He, like, went to MTSU and, like, cooked up a beat
with Tay Keith. Oh, yeah, I saw
like,
that shit.
Fuck, that's sick. I was so inspired. He's, like, walking on the Nashville Bridge, like, talking about it. I'm like, this is crazy.
This is, wow.
Dude, we gotta talk about King Combs.
King Combs,
the album, Sincerely, C3. Like, King Combs, who are you? Like, you sound like Diddy. You're Diddy's son?
Yeah, like, he is.
You get a variety of West Coast vibes on this. It almost feels like a mishmash of, like, the old school. The first track is hella old school, and I really fucked with it. And I was like, dang, he's bringing it back. And then it literally, the roughest transition ever, straight into, like, a classic Jeremih feature on a modern R&B beat. And there's, like, all these different influences. It's almost like a compilation album with the amount of features that there are. And listening to it, it's a fun time. I mean, you do get a whole lot. But I'd like to see him progress in a direction of having more consistency in his projects and not just giving us this kind of 9-track sampler, including a bunch of features, just showing that you can make, you know, catchy music in a variety of styles. Like, that's cool, but when you're relying so heavily on features, it's like, how much
can you innovate? Yeah,
exactly.
Where's your art at?
And when every single beat is like a different inspiration, it's also gives me that vibe of like, what is your sound? I understand you have a cool voice and you have bars and you can spit bars on different tempos, different vibes, but like, what is going to be the King Combs sound? Like, I totally support him. I think it's a dope project, but I do want to see that growth as time goes on for me to want to rock with him more and to actually invest in an album and not just listen to it from time to time because it's got that one or two, you know, that catchy song for the moment.
Honestly, I kind of coined the problem as the rapper's son's dilemma. Mm. Where if you're a son of a very famous rapper or person or figurehead in the like industry, when you first come out with shit, you have to like quote unquote prove yourself. And the only person who kind of escaped that was Jaden Smith, mostly because that nigga is just really weird.
He's amazing.
Yo, shout out to Jaden Smith.
Shout out to that man. Give him free water and shit.
That was the most unexpected support I've ever seen. Josh supporting Jaden Smith.
Not the music. I support him selling, you know, giving out water to them people who don't have water.
You have to clarify. All right.
Yeah, because outside of Icon, I mean, I'm emo rap. I'm good.
He doesn't really do emo rap. But the one issue I do have with him as a rapper is that he doesn't verbally mumble. He rambles about different content or shit like that.
I don't know where we're going. Yeah.
I don't know where he really goes in a song. Where it's like the A$AP Rocky feature he had on his album just seemed kind of random. And as the album kind of progressed, it seemed that he was running out of like content to actually talk about.
I feel like he's one of those people like, if not for Will Smith, it just wouldn't happen.
I could see him still making it. I mean, his creative mind, I think, will put him in places that would get him to where he needs to be. Like, I could see him going to some art school. I could see him honestly being at Belmont and then being like that hip hop guy. Like,
oh yeah, he would definitely show up at Belmont with weird ass hair and shit. Wait, am I just describing?
I just thought it was dope as fuck at that gala when he came through like holding his dreadlocks as an accessory.
Yeah, and with a grill.
Like, just classic, man.
Yo, hold on. No, hold on. This nigga dressed up as Batman for Kanye's wedding.
Don't forget, it was a white Batman suit.
Yo, look, man. First of all, if it was me, I'd be mad as hell. I'd be like, look, nigga, you need to go change. All right, this is a formal event. All right, you over here looking like Adam West and shit.
I thought you wore that shit to prom.
No, bro, who goes to a wedding as Batman?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I can't answer these questions.
I'm like, security, that motherfucker right there, do not let him in.
Security, please secure the white Batman.
I feel like that's kind of disrespectful to try to steal the spotlight. Like,
he just stands out in the photo. What the fuck? No, it's like they try to hide him like in front of people, but you can't hide that shit.
Like, how do you uninvite somebody who's already at the wedding? In the
Batman suit. In a Batman outfit. Like, you afraid to say shit to him because you don't know the utility belt's real or not?
Yo, he could have easily showed up as Bruce Wayne, and that would have been presentable. But this nigga showed up as Batman.
I mean, I guess he was just promoting that single. I feel like you gotta stop at a certain point. Like, the wedding, you had to promote the single at the wedding.
I don't... That's just wild. Wait, how old was he when he did that?
I would say, like, what? 17, 18, maybe?
Crazy.
That's just weird, man.
Apparently he did wear it at prom as well. Dang.
I'm just saying, like, I don't get it, man.
Like, if I showed up to a formal event dressed up as Spawn, if y'all motherfucking know who Spawn is... Just an all-white Spawn.
Nigga James showed up looking like crispy bacon.
I have the mask on and all this other shit. I got chains going on the fucking floor. As I'm just keep going, I go like, yo, Josh, what's up? You gonna tell me to go the fuck home?
Absolutely.
You gonna tell me to go the fuck home and get some help?
You know what I'm saying? Nigga showed up dressed as the Kool-Aid man or some shit. Like, no, you gotta go away with that, yo. You didn't reserve two seats.
I have two seats. I put the fucking cape on it and shit. Someone go like, who are you? I'm like, I'm Spawn.
I'm Spawn, duh.
Did you not see the 1997 classic?
Spawn? You read comics, you idiot.
Wow. He's one of the best black comic book characters in the fucking universe.
He might be the best black character in a comic book.
Well, here's a weird thing about the comic book is that, like, apparently he can't shapeshift into himself. Like, when he first shapeshifts into a human being, he turns into a white dude. He's like, yo, what the fuck is this?
He kills the devil and he kills God and recreates the world in his image. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That shit's wild.
What is this from?
Spawn. It's a comic book. Now, the comic book's really weird. Really, really fucking weird.
It starts off really slow. That's the one thing I didn't like about the comic. I'm like, can we, like, get started already? Like, this shit is dragging.
I like the really slow shit. Like, when he had a little counter... And it was like, yo.
I didn't like that part.
What?
Nah.
Man, that shit was dope. Like, our listeners right now are going like, what the fuck is a Spawn?
Yo, did you listen to anything else?
That was, like, mainly my listens for this week, like, those projects. I didn't listen to Billie Eilish. I expected that it would be forced upon me, but it actually hasn't yet. So I'm like, okay, I guess I should go listen to it myself.
I know, like, people keep talking about it, and I'm just like, I see, like, her image, and I'm just like, I don't want to.
What, you're not a sad girl?
A what?
You're not a sad girl?
What's a sad girl?
A sad girl is a Billie Eilish fan.
Is that her, the name of her fan base?
No.
You know what? Yes.
It honestly could be.
No, it's like she makes quote-unquote sad girl music, which is just like her talking about melancholy stuff while also having like a sense of humor about it. So
there's people on Twitter who are like, depression is stigmatized. And it's like, yeah, we all know, like, now, like... I know what it's like. I'm not trying to, like, I feel like I sound like a dick for saying it. But, like, you know those people who are just, like, pushing it hard all the time?
Depression. Oh, you mean, like, vegans and CrossFitters?
Yeah.
So we just got depressed vegan CrossFitters who just on Twitter going, like, you don't know this fucking lifestyle. You would never understand. Let me tell you something about this lifestyle. I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I eat my kale shake. Then I go to the box. After I work out the box.
Kale shake.
After I get out the fucking box, I go to my counseling appointment talking about my depression. And the reason why I'm so depressed is because I know people are still eating meat and they're not being healthy out here. And after I get out of my counseling appointment, I go right back into the box. You want to know why? Because I live, sleep, and eat in the box. The only time I go home is at 11 o'clock at night. And after I go home at 11 o'clock at night, I put down my kale, like, shake. I tip down my kale sandwich. I put down my kale face mask. And I go to sleep. You want to go to sleep? You know why I dream up? My depression and kale.
That's those people on Twitter who reply to anybody who says anything even close to, like, or they'll just tweet it and put, like, a bunch of emojis. You know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like as, like, you know what it's like, James. Like, people just, if you're really living through something, like, you don't do that.
It's weird.
Wait, like, do what?
Like, put it out there in that way. Like,
you mean invalidate other people's emotions by putting up your own traumas and things like that and expecting other people not to relate to you?
not that, but like just come like for forcing, people or like, act corny about it, where you're acting like, you know what I mean?
A holier than thou idea because you're oppressed.
Oh, save people at church?
Yeah, you know, why not?
I can't stand save people at church. They fucking irk my nerves.
What people?
Save people.
Like people who are like the worst of the worst people, but because they go to church, it's okay.
So basically we're talking about like archetypes of people that we don't like because there seem to be a holier than thou archetypes. So that's what we're
holier
doing.
Holier than thou depressed people.
Holier than thou depressed people.
That's the kind of people I mean.
It's weird. Like when I joke about depression, people go like, that's fucked up, James. I'm like, yeah, you know what? It is what it is.
You're depression is real. And if you have depression, seek help. But
also like
you're still, don't you're still a target for jokes.
What the fuck?
Nobody is
safe. At least you could joke about it yourself. You know what I mean? Like, it's better than being corny. Like, James makes
you cannot joke about depression.
Yeah.
Depression is serious. We know depression is serious.
That's why we're joking about it.
We do know it's a very serious thing.
Like, literally anyone who's gone through, like, serious things in their life seems to be the people with the most character and the best sense of humor because it's like you actually learn to appreciate the good things. Like
there's people here on campus who always talk about they go through some type of fucking depression. And you'd be like, what's wrong? And they'd be like, oh, well, I got a B. Get the fuck away from me. Get away from me. Yo, get the fuck away from me.
I failed my test. Really? How you fail it? I made a B minus. But I made an F on the test. What does that make me?
Not even. Not even. But like, you can't, really, you got a B or you got like an A minus and now you're depressed. Really? Really?
Like
really?
I try not to like question people's like emotional states based on like what the fuck you go through because we got our own like basis of like what consumes or to like what makes us sad as fuck.
I get that, but be like, there are like real people who actually go through like real shit,
right?
And they're depressed. That in itself is not a joke. But when things don't go your way, and because they don't go your way, now you're depressed. Get the fuck out of here.
There have been a few times where I made like fun or I say like some shit where I found out some stuff about other people that I'm like, oh, fuck, okay, shit, I didn't know you lived like that. Like, there have been a few times where I was like, what, your mom don't rush you every morning? And someone goes like, I don't have a mom. I'm like, oh, well, shit, you didn't have anyone to roast you but your dad then, huh?
Wow.
It's not great. I'm probably going to go to hell on a full ride for saying some of the shit
I'm probably going to go to hell on a full ride.
On me. I probably will. But I think, like, a lot of stuff our culture now, we have to kind of have to realize of, like, since we all have voices, we all have to respect each other, but that doesn't free us from criticism a little bit.
Yeah, just because you go through something doesn't mean, like, I can't feel a different way about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nobody
like, actually, it's an ongoing, like, trend on this Facebook group that I'm a part of, because I said that, what's that girl named? Alexandria or Osorio Cortez.
Yeah.
What's that girl's name?
Ocasio Cortez.
I don't know.
Who the fuck y'all talking about?
She's the Spanish girl from New York.
Who's Democratic like a socialist from.
Oh, yeah!
From the BX.
So we had like this huge. I had a huge argument because I'm like, yo, this chick is tripping.
What?
Like,
how's she tripping?
She's tripping. Look, I don't believe in socialism at all.
What?
Hell no.
What?
No.
No, not at all.
Not even a little bit.
Not a little bit?
Nope.
I've come to realize I'm a socialist, capitalist, libertarian. I'm basically just working with what I have.
That doesn't make any sense.
So you're moderate. Look,
my thing is this.
Ideally, socialism. Realistically, capitalism. Sometimes. It's just like we live in this, so I have to believe this. But in my mind, I would also wish that we had this.
You have, all right, let's put it in perspective. Does everybody deserve free healthcare?
Yes.
No, not free. What? Everybody deserves healthcare.
What do you mean? Everybody, yes, free.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, everybody deserves free healthcare, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I go to work. Do you work, James?
Yes.
Okay. Do you work, Anthony?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, we go to work, we pay our taxes.
Yep.
Are you okay with paying for people's healthcare who don't work?
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
You're okay with paying for some, but like, not that they can't work, they choose not to work.
What do they do instead?
They don't do anything.
I'm kind of fine with it.
Collect unemployment.
You have to go to work in order to collect unemployment.
So they're homeless?
They live on Section 8. They got like 2-3 kids, and they don't work. but our taxes pay for them to live.
Well, I think there should be an incentive that you they have to prove that they're job hunting in order to collect that. Like, I think if there it's not that simple. How do you do that?
Yeah.
You have to have federal workers who check in with them or some kind
you're of talking about CEO.
All right, so then who's
your they report it. It's on the receiver to report it, not on the government to check in. If you want to collect that check and you want to be able to you know have those benefits, I believe that you as the unemployed person should be proving that you're working to contribute to the economy by searching for a job or you know if you're a caretaker, things like that. I think it should be on the person to prove it. And then you deserve it because you are at least seeking to be an active member because maybe you were a criminal and now it's really hard for you to find a job.
Okay, now, can you just continuously keep saying that you're looking, but you're really not looking?
I think there should be a system where it's pretty foolproof. I don't know exactly what that would look like, but I think showing like resume applications showing that like the jobs have reached back, like forwarding an email, mm-hmm. like some kind of proof, because there it's possible with technology nowadays, it's not impossible to make some kind of system where you sign up for this and you prove it by showing these verified emails with employers or putting reference numbers, you know, something.
I feel you.
I think it could really work.
Not even.
I don't know how, but look, I feel like it could.
I'm a young black man, and I completely don't. I wish that there was no welfare, and I don't believe that there should be SNAP. I think they should get rid of all that shit.
Wow.
Because then you cripple people. You literally, like, you can literally work the system your whole life. I know people who don't work and yeah. haven't worked in fucking decades, and they get a government check that I have to pay for, and they have kids that they don't do shit for. And I also have to pay for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have to take care of myself and my own family.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I'm completely against socialism.
Damn.
Completely against it. You know what I'm saying? Because if I'm busting my ass, I feel like you should be busting your ass. But I shouldn't be having to bust my ass so you could sit around all day and get a check for not doing anything. And if you are like welfare, there should be like a time constraint on it. So you can be like, yeah, you can be on it. We'll give you welfare for 6 months, but then after the 6 months, you can't reapply for another year.
I think maybe so universal basic income could help with that.
Huh?
I think universal basic income could help with that because in that case, it's also
explain universal basic income.
Every month, you get a check from the government, starting at a certain age, maybe 18, and it could stimulate the economy because then people have more money to spend. And then, or they could save it, they could invest it. You can do whatever you want with that check, and it could also help people.
So because you're 18, you deserve a check?
Yeah, that'd be the concept.
Get a fucking job.
Oh. What?
Get a job.
Yeah, you could also do that, but the UBI would be an additional money that you can put towards.
Are we picking and choosing who gets a check, or does everybody get a check?
Everybody, universal. Everybody gets it.
Hell no.
It's actually a conservative ideology at this point because it seeks to boost the economy by giving people more money to spend. That way it'll be more stimulated. So it's not even like a socialism thing.
I just don't want to give my money away. I don't feel right just taking care of other people that I definitely don't even know. I just don't agree with it. But there's the New Green Deal, the Green New Deal, yeah. Whatever. So there's actually a clause in there that says if you choose not to work, you can still get a check.
If you choose
not to. You can choose not to. You can be like, I don't want to work. The government will send you a check so you can live.
But you won't be able to live in a, like, I don't know, a ideal state. You would just be living.
You still get a check.
Yeah, you still get a check.
Okay, now, if the clause says you choose not to work, you can still get a check. What's stopping everybody from not working?
Because, like, they're not going to get to a place that actually
Because the quality of life would suck.
I mean, nobody's thinking that far ahead. If I told you I'll pay you and you don't have to work, how much am I getting paid? You get X amount of dollars. Okay.
But then I would eventually want to work. Like
there's...
Would you?
Yeah, I would want to better my living conditions at some point.
See? And then, so, in the group text, we started, in the group chat, whatever, mm-hmm. we started getting into that. So people are like, oh, well, what about Denmark and Sweden and Norway? And they have a... was it democratic socialism?
Mm-hmm.
Right, is that what it is?
That's just
a new term that people made socialism seem more American.
I don't know. Basically, it is a democracy, but it's under a socialist economy.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, let's say James, you want to be a doctor, and let's say you want to be a brain surgeon. Let's say you go to school for 12, 14 years to be a brain surgeon.
12, 14, okay.
I mean, you're a brain surgeon. I don't know how long it takes to be a fucking brain surgeon. Let's just say you go to school for that long to learn how to help people with their brain shit. Right?
Basically, I didn't pass a lot of tests. I had to keep going through the same course. Yeah.
So wait, but let's say you do. Damn calculus. So let's say you do years in college to learn how to be a brain surgeon, right? I'm a garbage man. Me and you make the same amount of money.
You don't make the same amount of money.
That's how it works over there.
No, it doesn't. That's straight up communism.
They get taxed at a 60 to 70% rate.
So then how could you possibly make the same amount of money?
Because James would make more money, technically. He gets taxed more money. Basically, what they do is everybody gets put, because you get taxed so much, everybody gets put on an even playing field.
It's not even, though. It's closer.
It's even.
It's not even.
It's even. That's why it's like the happiest place in the country, because in the country, in the world, because everybody has a car, everybody has a place to live. They don't really have jails, because like if you're a drug addict, they just send you to like a clinic or some shit like that, a rehab. Yeah.
That doesn't sound so bad.
That doesn't really sound bad. Nope. Like,
can you get to do what you love? And you have that financial security, and you have enough money that in that case, I could see the market then regulating products. Like, it would regulate itself to where the products are all attainable goods. That way you live a less materialistic life, and you aim to purchase things that are going to be more beneficial to you as a person, or more beneficial to your survival, rather than like this frivolous market that we live in, where we need to get the new iPhone or we got to keep buying new clothes.
In a perfect world, that sounds great. But America is literally, the foundation is based on capitalism.
Oh, yeah.
So it's hard to have been a capitalist country for the last 200-something years. And now you go, let's do socialism. No.
It's hard, but no. They're trying.
Nope.
I feel like we can ingrain some philosophies of socialism inside capitalism to better our current situation.
Like what?
Hey guys, Anthony Cinco here. I'm super sorry to let you know that this episode has been cut short because of technical difficulties. And don't think it's a conspiracy. Like, we literally recorded almost a 2-hour episode, and we were kind of bummed to find out at the end that my interface had disconnected from the USB drive somehow. I think it's this janky USB adapter that I'm using that kind of like turns one port into four ports. And it just, I don't know, you know, Amazon purchases sometimes don't really come through. So next week, we're not going to use that USB drive, and we're just going to plug it straight into the laptop. Again, I apologize. Like, I hope we can continue this conversation soon, because we fleshed it out and talked for so long. But when we ended the episode, we just wanted to say, rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. We're praying for you and your family, your community, and we really hate to see you go out the way that you did. But we're going to do our best to turn that around with every action that we take. So we're praying for you. We're hoping for the best. And without further ado, thank you guys so much for coming through and listening. Please do subscribe. We appreciate you listening. And if there's anything that you guys want to say, anything you want to say about Nipsey Hussle that you want us to put on the next pod, any topics that you want to hear us go over, please do. Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. Gotta get paid.
Sicko be making that shit, man.